everybody. Well, today is our Creation Lightship radio show, station 1 on BBS Radio here. And the date today is April 24th, 2017. We'll clear the date for everybody. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next, let's energize the light beam or beams on your monitor screen, cell phone, or TV sets, whatever. So here we go. Bringing the energy in. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and if you have a situation happening, I can clear that one timeline that you're on. That's the one that you're looking at. So look at that one particular situation. It will be in one timeline. There could be, you know, a thousand other ones connected to it, which are identical, but I'm going to only clear the one that you're looking at right now. And so that should help you release some of the energy on it. And that will work for the 10 minutes maximum time that you're here. So once I clear that, if another race, you know, naturally takes you and recreates you, and they don't have that timeline connected to you, you may not have it on there, you know, from here on out, but you're still on past timelines of when the incident happened. So here we go. Think of that incident. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, that's released, and we're bringing Elizabeth on. So are you out there, Elizabeth?
Yes. Hi, everybody. Good evening and good afternoon, depending on where you are. And thanks so much for joining us on today's show, The Healing Highway. We are live today with Ron Amatron, and if you are looking for the picture of the light being to have energized with peace energy during the show, you can find it at creationlightship.com. As well as our BBS radio homepage, there's a link there that'll take you to Ron's website. And you can send us questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Also, we welcome any testimonials you might have or anything you've observed from using and working with the healings that Ron offers. And you can also find the chat link if you prefer to send your question anonymously. You can do that by going to creationlightship.com and clicking the chat link at the top of the page. It's highlighted in blue when the show is live, and that'll take you to our BBS homepage where you can then follow the link to our chat, and that's also where you'll find the image of the Creation Lightship light beings. And it's a triple image. Some people use that, and some people use the single. It doesn't matter. It's bringing in the same energy of peace. And that will be active for the duration of the show. Okay, so, Ron, we have quite a few questions, and I'm sure we'll get to some sample healings as well as some listener observations, because there's been a lot going on. And the first question relates to some of the archives, which we haven't mentioned in a while, but all of the shows are archived on BBS. So if you're brand new and you're just learning about it, the archives are a great place to start to learn more about the shows and Ron's work and experience a lot of wonderful sample healings. And you can also, as you know, we always say, use the links on Creation Lightship to find out more. There's a YouTube channel, Wikipedia, lots of questions and answers, a lot of information there, so feel free to explore those when you have a moment. And this first listener wrote in and said, I found the emotional clearing shows you did for the veterans on October 23rd and 30th of 2015. Those would be great shows for people to listen to. It works even if you are not a veteran. Also, in February, you did a sample clearing of ants and critters. I really felt that. Pressure in my head and crawlies down inside of my legs. It was freaky. So, Ron, I was thinking maybe if we could, I know you did the activation and the situation clearing, maybe we could do a sample clearing for everybody for the sugar ants, because I think we just came off of a holiday where people were eating a lot of sugar. So maybe everybody's still feeling that.
Yeah, and that's somehow related to that the one call that we had also.
Yeah.
Anyway, here we go. Let's have any maybe invisible energetic ants that like sugar. Here we go. Let's release them. Boy, I'm yawning right from the get-go. Maybe we hit the mother load here. Who knows? So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, there we go. Coming in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So let's see if that, you know, if you felt anything with that. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Yeah, thank you. And Ron, the call that you were referring to, was that the Spirit in the Box call that you just did, the special call where you worked a lot on that?
I think it's the one before that.
Okay.
Just can't recall what the name was, you know?
Okay, great. Okay, and also I wanted to just ask about the first part of that question with the veterans. If you were feeling a reaction to those samples you were doing on the archive, that probably means you were like a soldier in maybe a past life. Is that correct?
Very possibly, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, great. So, yeah, so everyone can benefit from doing the healings and clearings.
And BBS is really good. They're putting the archives up. I'd say a couple of days after we're on the program, so, you know, that's great. So you can get on it right away if you heard a show and you want to re-listen to it again or have people over, you know. I'd probably say, you know, listen to it 3 days after the show has been live, and it'll probably be on the archives 2 to 3 days later.
Yeah, that's a good point, Ron. And the archives are really a wonderful resource. Okay, so let's move on. The next question, actually, I think you were talking about this on the Saturday show, I believe, the Saturday BBS show, Ghost in the Darkness. And someone watched it, one of the listeners watched The Ghost in the Darkness this weekend and said, oh, I thought I got through this movie okay and gave myself an A+ and had no emotions. A while later, I went for a short bike ride and came home to find my shirt was on backwards. Ron said the last time my clothes were on backwards, I was abducted, and I was watching a show, a film about Africa that time too. Any input is welcome. I know someone who went on Africa to a mission 10 years ago. He said there was an armed guard at night if he needed to use the bathroom. So it sounds like maybe this person is kind of connected to that timeline, Ron. Any input on that?
Sure sounds like it. Boy, so we'll do a clearing for maybe you're feeling weird today or something, you know, just not feeling correct. Maybe you're trying to straddle two timelines, you know, the one being the CLS one with the new Earth, and maybe the old Earth, you know, that's been taken over by the aliens here. You know, you're having a hard time dealing with both energies, so that could be a possibility. So we'll just clear the energy for you, whatever's maybe attached to you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10. There we go. Great. Oh,
okay, great.
You.
And sorry, go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, we could do another clearing.
I was thinking maybe like Monday. People generally feel funky.
Okay, let's see. Let's release the your grid line that you're attached to. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Great. Okay, back to you.
Okay, great. Wow. Yeah, thanks. And if anybody has any testimonials they'd like to send in as to how they're feeling after Ron does these samples during the show, feel free to do so. Again, our address is clsquestions@yahoo.com, and our chat link is available on our bbsradio.com homepage. So thanks so much, guys. And as always, we appreciate your feedback. And somebody was saying, thank you for the cool lightship healing tonight. I think this was from the Saturday show. They wrote, I stretched my neck and felt my spine adjust. This was wonderful. Loved the herb room, too. So, yeah, Ron took us to the lightship on Saturday, and we went into some different rooms that I don't think I've ever been in some of those before.
That was kind of neat.
Somebody's asking, oh, yes, I should mention, too, that Ron's going to be doing an expo, actually, later this week in San Mateo, which is just outside of San Francisco, and we'll get to a little bit more information about that, but also, someone was wondering if you're going to be doing audio from this expo.
Yeah, I probably will be, yes, so if you want to do that, I'll get a phone number before, you know, probably Thursday, Friday, I'll get a number. So if you want to donate $20, we'll put you on there on the two different lectures that I have. And that should be quite interesting. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, these expos are really great, and it's a great opportunity to meet Ron in person. And I would imagine that all of the expos are a little bit different, as well as the topics. I'm sure that it's always interesting to see Ron work in person and clear people and declone people and make people real and see the difference and see the change in them after they come out of the light chamber and after they receive the sample healings. If you need proof, if you're the kind of person that's, you know, needs to see it to believe it, you can always check it out at the expo, and it starts Friday, April 28th, and goes through Saturday the 30th, and it's, again, the New Living Expo in San Mateo, California, and you can check out their website, newlivingexpo.com, and Ron's will be on there as one of the speakers, so if you would like to do the listen-in, if you can't be there, you can do the $20 PayPal donation, and we'll get that information to you with the phone number. You can dial in, and listen to the lectures there.
I think the Saturday one that I'm doing is, you know, California time. It would be noon.
Okay.
And then I have one on Sunday, and that one's California time at 4 o'clock. So I'll just keep it at California time. That way you can use your own, you know, translate over what time zone you're in. So noon on Saturday, and Sunday is at 4.
Okay, great.
PST. Okay.
Yeah, because we have people that listen from all over the world, so adjust your time zone accordingly. And I just want to say, if you're in another part of the world listening now, thank you so much for tuning in, because I realize people do listen in the UK and also, you know, farther abroad. So we really appreciate everybody being able to join us here. And it's great to have you. This is an interesting question, Ron. How can I disengage from the time-traveling soldiers?
You don't want to do that. Remember, you enlisted because you said you wanted to. Now, the same process, just say you don't want to be out there any longer. You want to be with them. And that'll be it. Simple as that.
Yeah, you just kind of have to say, I choose not to fight anymore. And if you'd like to do something else in a non-fighting capacity, you can request that too. So maybe it just gets to be a something else that you'd like to try. So that's all you have to do. Okay, so moving on. Somebody had a question about a clearing, and they're wondering what clearing is that has to be with muscle memory. Does that mean trauma or blueprint of the memory to heal the muscles? I am trying to understand.
That could be your cellular mental energy could be held in your muscles. And the magnetic twisted body clearing, that's from one of the bundles, though, which you may want to get, the body jump start. But that can also help you with that because it will bring in spirit energy more into you. And then the 108 body one also. So all those are beneficial to help release energies from you and to realign you over again. Remember, you have to release stuff first, and then at that point you can do adjustments, recalibrations, we could call that in a sense, to bring forth more wellness for you. So the muscle memory, you know, would be probably the cellular mental clearing. And actually, you probably already had the mental whole lifetime. If you haven't, do that one first. Do always, you know, the whole lifetime ones before you jump around into other ones, because you need to go to the heart of the problem. And then from there, you can reevaluate and see where you are. You know, and if you are dealing with some type of situation or incident, then you want to clear away as much of the stuff that's internally inside of you causing the problem before you go into an actual healing process that we have online there. Because if you don't clear away the root cause, you're just putting, you know, Band-Aids and camouflage over the situation. And those clearings won't be as effective as they could be if you cleared out your whole lifetime. Back to you.
Yes, and also I was thinking of, too, Ron, the body system rejuvenation. And that's, you can get that, I think it's valid for 6 weeks. And within that, it's a very intensive body function system healing. And there are many different systems you can clear, including the muscular system. So a lot of people say that these emotions and patterns are stored in our muscles. So this would probably be helpful to release those energetic holding patterns that have, maybe you slouch or you're have a problem with your knees, or you know, you have a problem with like your back hurting or whatever. One of the things may be that you were made fun of as a kid because you were tall and you slouched or whatever, so your muscles learned to kind of adapt to that energy. And I think a lot of people find benefits from doing these clearings because it gets rid of those energetic patterns that you've been enslaved by. So all of these clearings are designed to remove any sorts of, I don't know, negative patterns or maybe negative repetitive stresses that you've been putting on yourself, or like if you work at a computer or something. So I would imagine that they're both sort of connected, and, you know, you'd have to do the clearings, or maybe you're having a hard time exercising or getting out. And a lot of the times after people do the clearings, they find that they're more active and they're able to kind of take charge of getting their health back in order, because all of that negativity has been cleared off of them. So it's a good place to start if you're kind of ailing and you're not sure why, or the muscle memory could mean that there's kind of a pattern there that you could maybe get some relief from having it gone and out of your life. Okay, so hopefully that answers the question. And somebody just wrote in, Ron, and said they did the trust clearing, And I think that's, if I'm not mistaken, I think that's a whole lifetime clearing. And they said they yawned through the 6 decades of my life, had to go to sleep afterwards for 3 hours during the day.
A lot of stuff
there. Sounds like this person had some heavy-duty trust issues that maybe we're trying to work out. So I'm wondering how they're feeling now. Yeah, the trust clearing is a pretty powerful one.
I'd like to do a clearing a little different. I'll do one. We have a clearing called, I think it's cultural enslavement. So that could mean many things. Too many people. So here we go. Think of maybe some type of issue that you could have, and which is brought about either by past lives of living in a certain culture, or having a judgment in this life. And, you know, it could go into all different things. Food eating could be a problem. Maybe you don't like a certain type of food because this one culture made it and you didn't like it when you were in that culture. And so now you avoid it. Or it could be the opposite. Maybe you're addicted to it and you don't want to be. So anyway, just think of something that's going on with cultural enslavement. And I guess the big one would be being here. So anyway, here we go. Think of your issue. One, releasing it. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 20. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 30. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 40. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 50. There we go. Okay, so back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, awesome. And Ron, would that also, the cultural enslavement sample that you just did, would that also apply to things like thinking like you don't deserve to be here, you're not good enough, what am I doing in this family, like all these things, like, or would that be more of a self-empowerment issue?
Well, that could help that. It just depends how deep you go on an issue. You might even try the self-empowerment clearing first and kind of see where you're living with an issue, which ones really help you out as you feel the energy being released from your body during, you know, I think there's like 36 of those issues there. So that could help you. And then also, you know, if you're dealing with a lot of stuff in this lifetime, you may even want to consider doing your natal barcode. To get that stuff off of you, which is put onto you at your birth. And that could also be, you know, working with the cultural enslavement. Remember, it's all about thoughts. So the cultural enslavement is your thoughts enslaving you in where you're living now or the past where you lived, bringing up judgments and criticism and maybe bigotry and racism, you know, everything like that, you know, the going on with people in their lives, not liking people from a different town or whatever. And that's still probably, you know, true today. Or you go, oh, I don't want to go into that town because it has X amount of people in there, or, you know, or they, you know, have a certain belief system and it's hard to deal with those people's energy. So you avoid that particular town because they're enslaved in dogma from their town. And your town could be the same way, so you never get together, much like, you know, in a sense, the Civil War, the North and the South, you know. So that would be cultural enslavement right there of both groups believing in a cause of whatever that would be, right or wrong, and then they have a war over it. I don't think that war ever ended. So.
Yeah, I don't think it did, Ron.
Never declared that it was at peace. So that could be an issue if you happen to live in one of those states that went to war. You may have that issue in the town that you're in giving you some type of invisible energy which you can't get rid of. You don't know what it is, and you have this stuff, you know, it would be like being slimed with something, and you can't really see it. So just as an idea there. So anyway, back to you.
Yeah, I think those several clearings that you mentioned, Ron, the cultural enslavement, natal barcode removal, and the self-empowerment bundle, those are all really important clearings if you really are stuck and you can't really figure out what's going on, because it may even be something you're not entirely aware of that happened to you before you could even remember what was happening to you. So those are really important ones to mention. And yes, a listener wrote in, and I think this is correct. I couldn't think of the name earlier, but the conference call where Ron was doing a lot of the sugar ant removal was the Body Blueprint. And I think that was a couple of weeks ago now.
Yeah, at least. Yeah, that was a while back, yeah.
Yeah, that was a while back. So, okay. Okay, so somebody has a question about the Tuesday courting removal call, and should mention, too, that Ron does calls every week, several times a week, and you can find a schedule of all of those at the top of creationlightship.com. There's always an upcoming events link there where you can see what, when and where the calls are, and they're all different, and they all do a different purpose. So somebody was asking, Ron, on the Tuesday courting removal, what is the listener to do while Ron is counting? And someone's asking if there could be a brief explanation in the event that someone is new for the first time on the calls. And how does one become a time-traveling soldier?
I'm not enlisting anybody to do that now. So,
okay.
Can't do that. The other one, let's see here. I want to repeat that question so I can get more clarity on it.
Yes.
First part of the question, that was...
They're just asking, on the Tuesday courting removal, what are you supposed to do while you're counting, Ron?
Okay, well, energetic courtings, you would look at your body and see where you're having maybe an ache or pain. Maybe, you know, where does somebody look at you when when you saw them? Typically, they look at your face, maybe your eyes, but maybe they're looking at something else. So you're probably courted there by people. You normally pick a location on your body that you have had a past maybe injury. But let's just say that you somehow... had a problem and you're now in crutches, and for some reason maybe your left foot is bandaged up or something. So right away, everybody who sees you is going to cord you on your maybe left foot, left ankle or something, because it's wrapped up, and they'll put their own judgments into that, like, glad it's not me, or oh yeah, I remember when I had that, you know, I had the same type of crutches even and similar bandage. I wonder if they broke your ankle like I did. So they're putting all this stuff on you, on an energetic cording, and just by going out to see people, you could be in worse shape. You know, you should have probably stayed home, you know. You have all this energy on you as people project and connect to you and maybe be in sympathy of your problem, but they're still putting energy there when they look at it. So you want to concentrate, you know, from your past, typically, unless you have something going on now, and you have that cord released from you. So, you know, maybe you tell people, man, I got this awful headache today, you know, at your job site. So they're cording you in your head. They're trying to look to see what it is. You know, that's what they're doing. Probably can't find it, but they're trying to look anyway, and so they're making an energetic cord to you, and then they're projecting onto you all of their pain that they had when they had a headache, and now you have their stuff with you because they're trying to resonate with where your pain is. That's what they, you know, people normally do. And so that's the whole process. So if you have anything going on in your life, you want to release it from you. And even just being touched by somebody, you're in the grocery store and somebody runs over to you and gives you a hug or taps you on the back or wants to shake your hand or something, well, by the way, you could be picking up energetic quartz. So that's what the call is about, is to free you from energies that's external to you coming into your body. Remember, you have external energies, and then you have your own bag of stuff, and that's internal. So the cording is external to you, that people are bringing energy to your body to harm you. Even if they think good thoughts about you, it's still going to be negative to your body. So back to you.
Oh, yeah, Ron, that is so true. And, you know, the worst thing is, like, to do is if you go out with a baby, and it's like a cute little baby, and you're holding it, oh, my gosh, everybody comes up to you. They want to talk to the baby. And you notice that a lot of the times the baby gets freaked out because it's like, oh, I don't like this person.
Yeah,
or, like,
yeah.
I mean, they know that they're being courted.
Yeah.
So a lot of that stuff does go on, and that's why Ron does the weekly calls to sort of get you off of those, get you out of those cords from other people that you may or may not want. I mean, as we get older, it's not culturally acceptable to cry when somebody comes up to you and you don't like them, but, you know, babies will generally tell you what's up. So it's great that we have that option. All right, so moving on, somebody has come up with a solution for psychic attacks that seems to be working for them, so we'll just share that, and this listener wrote in that if they know who's sending psychic attacks, I put their name in the Be Here Now clearing, and it puts them back in their bodies. It works well.
Good.
So the Be Here Now clearing is a free clearing that Ron gives us, and it's kind of been, I guess, not replaced, but a lot of people who listen to the show, we know that we're supposed to be doing the mind-to-heart drop probably as often as we need to, but usually people do it about every hour, and Ron will do it at the end of the show, and you say it out loud, and that kind of gets you into your heart. But that's a really good idea if you want to help somebody who isn't around or isn't, for some reason, able to do the mind-to-heart drop. You can put them in the Be Here Now clearing, and that helps them to be more heart-centered. So somebody else is recommending using the harmonic frequency clearing for electromagnetic frequencies, or more commonly known as EMF, and they said that they have used the harmonic frequency clearing for clearing electromagnetic frequency energies. Okay, so thanks for that. I guess we could talk a little bit about that clearing, the harmonic frequency clearing. Because I think there's, let's see, yes, harmonic frequency clearing. It's a light infusion healing that allows you to clear the odd harmonic frequencies, negative effects, followed by the alignment of even harmonics and light infusion. You will perform clearing out of odd harmonic frequencies, followed by odd harmonic energetic attachment removal for various types. And after that, you perform the alignment balance of even harmonic frequencies and even harmonic frequencies light infusion. Finally, you will complete the session with the cellular spirit infusion. This contains 11 different sessions in total. That sounds like a great clearing. Okay. So somebody's again has questions about archives. and they are listening to all of the archives from 2007. And they said, you do a lot of wonderful healings. Do these automatically go to the new earth for us? So clearings that were on 2007 archives.
Yeah, probably. All those would still work.
Okay.
Let's bring in the rainbow energy. The
great.
Light shift. Here we go. We'll go into a rainbow shower. So get ready to get wet. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. That feels pretty good. Okie doke. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Yeah, thanks. That was a nice treat. Kind of felt like rainbow sprinkles. Okay, so going back to the questions here, let's see what we have. Oh, somebody is wondering this, Ron, about the time-traveling soldiers. Would the aliens become more aware if some of us are enlisted and target us more? I would imagine not, but I don't know, Ron. Do you have any input on that?
I'm kind of looking at that here. Right now, I don't know.
Okay.
Let's do one for. There's been some really weird clouds lately. Let's do just a quick sample of the black mist, black goo energy. So here we go. Releasing the energies from you that could be sticking to your skin. One. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. We'll just see if that helps anybody out there.
Yeah, that's a good one to do. And I should point out it's also a free healing. Black mist fog removal, and it's on the left-hand side of creationlightship.com in the drop-down box under free healings. So you can do that one if you, I don't know, see weird clouds or feel like your environment is kind of icky. And you can also do a lot of these, you know, I mean, you don't have to do when the timer comes up. I think it's like 600 minutes. So you could just put that on, put your name in the box, and put a picture of yourself in front of your computer and let it on all day while you're at work or you know, can't be there to sit in front of your computer for 600 minutes. So you can put it on and see if that helps you throughout the day maybe, and then hit us back with some observations on how it made you feel or if you noticed any difference. If you saw anything or felt any differently, you know, maybe compare to having a clearing running all day versus not, especially for people, you know, that have to go to work, which, you know, many of us do. So, and we have to interact with people, so that's why it's kind of like we were talking about cordings earlier. So that's why it's really important to get those cords removed, and that can be done on the Tuesday calls.
Okay. And we have entities on Friday, so that's kind of similar, too.
Yeah, and you know what, though, Ron? I was thinking we do the entity removal, and then on BBS that night, we do the paranormal show, like a half hour after the entity call.
Yeah, that's correct, uh-huh.
So that's a good night for people that are dealing with paranormal as well as entities.
Very good.
Yeah, it's a fun Friday night on the Lightship. So someone's wondering if you're going to do a special teeth and gum clearing, and they heard someone mention it on a previous show. not sure about that, teeth and gums.
Yeah.
A lot of the times, Ron will do those on the special 8-hour. What's that?
On the 7-hour calls, we do that because we have mouthwash water.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of that is done on the 7-hour intensives, and we just wrapped up one, I believe, yesterday, the third one of the month. So Ron does work a lot with teeth and gums, and he does do a lot of water charging from mouthwash water, you know, as well as healings for that. So that would probably be the best solution there, is to get that. And you can also do your own water charging, I believe, and just make your own mouthwash water. I think you can do that. The water charging. Yeah, personal water activation. And there's a long list of information on that. The light-coated water. You can get different size containers. And on Wednesday, I think Ron was doing this for a while. Well, he was doing like the 7 bottles every Wednesday, which he does every week. But then at the beginning of the show, he was doing like a whole bunch of different waters, like mouthwash, silver, gold, calcium, magnesium. So those are all possibilities, too, if you were on any of the weekly calls. So that was helpful. Okay, well, this question was asked on Saturday, but I'm going to read it because this person was requesting a room on the lightship, but they also included a testimonial, and they said, since the spirit in the box healing, my body has felt younger and stronger. It has been amazing. I feel more full and complete in my body, as if holes, gaps, and spaces are filled in. People are constantly commenting on how young I look, and in addition to dance classes and yoga 4 times a week, my energy is high, and I have been going for early morning 5-mile walks for the first time ever.
Wow,
I feel...
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Wow. I feel incredibly indescribably peaceful, and not attached to the drama of others. Thank you so much, Ron. What a blessing to feel like I'm more of myself. That's wonderful. Wow, thanks so much for sending that in. And another listener is asking, if new listeners can get on the next Spirit in the Box call. And I don't think we know yet when that will be, but I guess Ron will keep us posted on that.
Yeah, I don't know quite yet either, so.
Okay. All right, so... this is kind of interesting. I haven't been paying much attention to this myself, but I did see a couple of posts about it. But Ron, have you seen, or do you have any opinion about the science march? And they're wondering about, what did you think about the huge science marches going on here and around the world? Okay, I'm not sure. Maybe that's just, maybe we don't, he doesn't know about that. Okay. All right. So let's see.
We could do some more oxygen for people.
Okay, great.
Like that. So here we go. You can pick a color, the different colors, and let's just do pink. Here we go. Let's have your own special one. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Here we go. And you have one more day to send your picture if you wish to have it in the light chamber. So I'll need it by tomorrow, which is Tuesday. And it's a $100 donation. And you can include your pets and animals, so that's fine. And great. So let's look at. We did a lot of work yesterday on the 7-hour call, and I've taken off, hair follicle stuff. So let's look at some critters that could be maybe attached to the top of your head. So let's release those. And this could also be the head implant stuff that's the pre-clearing, too. So let's just look at that for people. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. See how your head's feeling. And if you want to hear the two lectures, we said that to send a $20 donation, and then we'll send you the phone number and the PIN code probably on Thursday here. And let's see, what else? Expo is this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, San Mateo. And you probably would fly in if you're out of the area to the San Francisco airport. And you can go online and get information. That would be the New Living Expo. That's New Living Expo. Back east, it's the New Life, but this is New Living. So we'll have our monitors up in the light chamber, and should have a lot of fun there. Anything else you want to add, or any special clearings that we could do right now for people?
You know what, Ron? Let's see. We talked a lot about the cellular mental clearing. I was thinking maybe we could do a sample of that for people.
Okay, here we go. So cellular mental. Let's think of an issue that your body's having. Because you could be hanging on to the issue inside of your body, in your cells, and you're trying to get rid of that. So maybe you got a bruise or something that just doesn't want to go away, or an ache or pain, something like that. So here we go. Releasing that energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. There we go. Okay, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. And Ron is doing something very important wherever he is bilocated. Yep, it sure sounds like that.
There's a lot going on right now up there in the Beyondo, so.
Yeah, it's true.
What's happening?
Yeah, so I guess the best thing to do is to stay heart-centered and do the mind-to-heart drop as much as you can, and just try to get on the calls as much as you can so you can get that energy released from you, and try to just kind of hang out. And somebody's actually asking for a gray orb sample.
Okay, here we go. Oh, who knows where they're attached to you?
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows what knows, So anyway, here we go. Releasing that, just kind of sample your body now and see if you feel a bit lighter. Maybe they're biting into you, and maybe you have a little slight pain, and now it'll go away. So here we go. They look like little smiley faces, So here we go. One, probably with big teeth. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. One more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. See if that's helped you. Remember, you know, about words. You know, words are, you know, go to school, you learn how to spell. So you're doing spells on yourself with the words. So you may want to see what words you use a lot. And you're probably energetically connected to the word. That's why you clear it out in the alien keyword intercept. That's a free clearing. That could help you. Or go and put that word into the natal barcode. So, back to you.
Okay. So, just going through the questions here. We did have a couple come in kind of near the end, so if we don't get to them, we will just keep them in the inbox for a future show. And yes, somebody was asking about the expo next week, if you're doing conference calls, and we are doing them. Just to say again, it is the New Living Expo, and you can do a $20 donation for, if you live far away, you can attend both of those lectures via phone during that weekend, Saturday, Sunday.
So I probably won't be having a conference call on maybe Thursday and Friday. I may not be able to do those. We'll see.
Okay.
Friday for sure. I know I won't be. But if you want to listen in to the lectures, you know, that's what you can do with Elizabeth said that. So let's do a. We got a couple minutes here, maybe.
Maybe Mind to Heart Drop.
Yeah, we'll do the Mind of Heart Drop. Yeah, time is ticking pretty quick here. So here we go. Mind of Heart Drop, everybody. So you have to say out loud, I now command my spirit. Take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And here we go. I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards to facilitate that. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Hey, everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And we'll see you later. Hi, everyone.